Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. This is episode 306. And today I want to bring you something I found recently that I shared with the Watford Church of Christ on a recent Sunday in a sermon. Something I found helpful personally, and I think from the response of the church, the congregation also found very helpful, and indeed in conversations with people afterwards, a number of people shared with me how helpful this had been for them spiritually. So I thought I'd bring it to you. And I don't remember precisely where I first heard of this. I think it was in a podcast. It might have been an article or a book I was reading, but I've copied this prayer out and put it into, well, I'll put it in the show notes for afterwards, and you can have a look at it there. But it's a Methodist covenantal prayer. Now, I don't know how many Methodist congregations use it still these days, but I believe it was an annual reaffirmation of one's devotion to God, one's commitment, if you like. And as I read it with the Watford Church a couple of Sundays ago, it produced a profoundly deep, moving spiritual experience for us all. I put it towards the end of my sermon, and it was the first sermon of 2022. And so in a sense, I was asking people and calling people to a sort of rededication. It seemed a good way to end the sermon. And I had planned to read it out, but as I began to read it, the congregation joined in, which of course is the point of a prayer like this. It's meant to be a congregational affirmation, not just a personal one. And I was a little surprised and stopped. If you watch the sermon or listen to the sermon, you'll find it on the Watford Church podcast feed or the YouTube channel and my own. I had to stop for a moment because I wasn't ready for that. And then I realized, of course, we're reading it together. And then we did so. And I had some people come up to me afterwards, one in particular, who said that they found themselves crying as they were saying it, because it, crying not in a negative way, but just it took them back to their original declaration of faith when they said, Jesus is Lord, when they were baptized into Christ. So with that in mind, what I'd like to do is read it for us. If you want to read along with me, if you can see the words in the show notes, then feel free. Or you can just meditate on the words now and perhaps use it for yourself later, or perhaps with your own small group. Perhaps you have a house group, or what we call a family group, or a life group, or perhaps you want to use it in your congregation, put it on a slide for everybody to see. If you do, please let me know the effect it has. I'd be really interested. So here is the Methodist covenantal prayer, which I shall read now. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Rank me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed for you, or laid aside for you, exalted for you, or brought low for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and wholeheartedly yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. And now, glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant now made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. And the church said, Amen. And what do you think of that prayer? How does it strike you? How does hearing it read affect you? And how does reflecting on it yourself or praying it yourself affect you? As I say, it had a deep impact on the congregation and on me personally, and I've prayed it a couple of times since then. Might be one of those prayers is worth repeating once a week on a Monday morning or something. Let me know how you're using it and what you think about it. Well, that's it for today. Just a short one. I'm doing lots of recordings at the moment, podcasts and various things, so I'm going to have to cut some things a little shorter. But I hope you found this Quiet Time Coaching episode helpful, and let me know if you have any suggestions for future topics you'd like to see me cover. But until the next time, take care and God bless.